This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Danny, OTAs are ongoing.
They are.
Over at the park, Commander's Park, the command center, over in Ashburn at the facility. Now, let's get this out of the way.
Okay.
These practices are voluntary. So I'm going to save you guys some energy. I'm going to save you guys some time.
What part about the word don't you understand?
I'm going to save you guys some angst. Voluntary. I'll even use the claps that you'll use clap emojis to represent on social media. Saving you a whole lot of angst here. Last week, I was out. Mm-hmm. OTA batch one happened. I don't know what your take was or how you handled it, but I saw that Marshawn Lattimore wasn't there, and I closed my phone, and I went on my little vacation with my kids. And I said, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that today.
Mm-hmm.
Understand something about me. I am not a guy who is anti-player. Understand something about this portly fellow with two thumbs right here. I am not anti-players holding out to get paid. See Terry McLaurin. I'm in a contract dispute. I'm going into a lame duck year. I'm Trey Hendrickson. I'm Terry, what have you. Or I'm going into a final season where I need a payday and I'm risking injury. Not only am I okay with holding out, I actually think it makes sense. Now, in that sense, what I would do, just to be the most professional possible, still making a lot of money, would be to show up and hold in. That's the new phrase, where I will be there. I'll be at the facility, but I'm not going to do anything physical on the field and risk any kind of an injury. So it's still using my leverage to the best of my ability, but I'm appeasing the operation and doing what's best for the team as well. Marshawn Lattimore not being at these voluntary practices is ridiculous, in my opinion. And I'm always open to the possibility that there's something we don't know. But last week, I would have treaded very lightly because maybe it was just a one-time thing. He's dealing with something with the family. They're on a vacation that they couldn't figure out. He and Aaron Rodgers are in Egypt. I have no idea. But when it happens over multiple weeks, now I know that this is just the philosophy. And I've checked in with some people who know about his past. And this is what he does. The quote I believe I got was, it's nothing personal, I don't think, between him and the Commanders from what they were saying. They don't think he's at odds or upset, or this is just who he is. And that's okay to me, Danny, when you're a Pro Bowler year in and year out. And when you're a fringe all pro. And when you're one of the better cornerbacks in the league. I'll give you the example of, like, let's say you were a top five-ish left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Who was just acquired by a team. And you hadn't put any pelts on the wall with your new organization.
Okay.
But you're still really good. And everyone knows you're going to be good. And there's not a whole lot of doubt about your dominance. Because you've been awesome for a long time. You got a great track record recently of excellence. Like, let me think of.
Is there a name that comes to mind?
I'll use, Laramie Tunsil.
That's a good example. Laramie Tunsil
not being at practice. Ask me how much I care about that.
Do you care about that?
Barely at all. Not much. I can't raise any kind of energy. I can't give you a whole lot of emotion on that. Ask me how much I care about Terry McLaurin not practicing today at the voluntary workouts.
How much do you care about Terry McLaurin not being there?
0%. Deposits in the bank. I know who you are. I know who you're not. I know when it's time to go play, you're going to be excellent because you take it seriously and you care so much. Marshawn Lattimore was so bad after they acquired him last year. He got punked by A.J. Brown in the NFC Championship game. Before that, 2 weeks earlier against the Bucs, he got sunned by Mike Evans. He was a downgrade when he was on the field in the postseason from Benjamin St. Juste, who he supplanted when they acquired him via trade. A trade I supported, a trade I would still have done, a trade I would, on this day as we sit here, still endorse the opportunity to bring in a CB1. And I've defended Marshawn Lattimore, by the way. As everyone else, Wolves are at the door trying to kill the guy, saying he's washed, he doesn't have it anymore, he's not that good. What have I said, Danny? Well, he was hurt. He's not quite healthy. He's chasing his tail. Marshawn Lattimore is going to be fine. He just needs to get comfortable here. You know what helps you to get comfortable in your new scheme with your new outfit and really get off to a fast start? Is showing up to work and working with your team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To have the season he had last year and then not show up for OTAs takes a lot of nerve for me. When in the bread and the meat and cheese part of this sandwich time, the intermittent time that just passed, they opted back into paying you another $18, $19 million a year. They watched what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Awful football, by the way. Like really, really bad. Oh, my God. Michael Davis could do what you're doing football in the playoffs. And they go, you already gave up the picks. You've been sensational at points of your career. We're going to bet on you one more time. Please make us look better than you did this time around. And the first thing he does is not show up at the voluntary practices. The audacity. I can't believe this. So I ask you, as someone who was here last week when this started, basically, what was the response and the reaction from fans? And we'll open up the phones on this right now because I am very curious to know, Commanders fans, how you feel about this. 800-636-1067. Every situation's not created equal. I think the hot-taking, screaming radio guy probably on some show in New York, who every time a player's not at practice makes the biggest deal in the world of it, I think that guy's as ridiculous as you guys pretend like I am when I do this. But I don't do that about every situation. I don't say a word a couple of years ago or now when McLaurin does this. I don't really care that Laramie Tunsil's not here. I know what they'll be. Marshawn Lattimore owes it to them to get his ass to the facility and to show as the most important linchpin pendulum swinging player on that defense and maybe on the entire team, not named Jaden Daniels this year, because they are betting big, big, big on him making way, way better at cornerback, that he is doing everything he can to make sure that last season doesn't happen again.
There are a number of arguments that people construct. First is the clapping emoji voluntary part of it. But the second part is, If you had your job and there was something voluntary, would you go? I throw those out immediately. Nobody has this job. If you're making millions, number one, and number two, millions of people cared and were emotionally invested in what you did, with all due respect, accountant, with all due respect, tax preparer guy, with all due respect, that person that fixes this thing, millions of people aren't tuning in every week and their happiness that week isn't derived from how you perform. This is an opportunity and it's a unique business. Joe Witt referenced it today where he spoke about the way Dan Quinn does things and the way we do things. And what you're doing is you don't survive that 3-game losing streak they had last year without, get your bell ready, you ready? Without the brotherhood that they formed. And it begins where and when? Now. Last year, let us not forget, we celebrated 100% attendance as a sign of what? Buy-in, commitment, understanding that the old way, my way, I can get by, that's not good enough anymore. This fan base deserves better. And we have deserved better for decades. Last year, we got better. And wouldn't you know it? Now, they didn't win a game in November because everyone was at OTAs in May. That's not exactly what happened. But the point is, either it matters or it doesn't. Either what you eat that day for breakfast matters or it doesn't. One donut doesn't kill you, but it's not about one donut. It's about the rest of it. It's about everything
philosophy
else.
Too.
And that's the point.
But I think the brotherhood angle is a good one, how tight this group is. I would say that you can absolutely have a great brotherhood, be part of the brotherhood, even if you're not showing up at OTAs. But last year, it was a big deal, and it was suggested by the coaching staff publicly that it was a big deal that everyone's here, to your point, because it was evidence of how much everyone's invested in pulling the rope. That's not happening right now. Right. Should Laremy Tunsil be there, having just been acquired when I gave up a boatload of picks for him? I would like for that to happen.
Yeah, I think so.
Again, my philosophy is everyone should be there. I can only approach it the way your boy was taught and raised and brought up. I would be there every time I could possibly be there when I have like 9 work days in an off season as a guy who gets paid very handsomely to do what I'm doing. I would just make sure that I'm there for those days. That's just pretty simple for me. It's not just about me. It's about my position group. It's about my team. It's about building the brotherhood. It's about investment and buy-in and all the things that they talked about 1 year ago. But that's kind of the end of it for me. It would be nice if he was there. Over. With Lattimore, you owe it to them, dude. Adam Peters, every time he talks, is answering really tough questions about a trade he made for you. Because last season, your performance made him look bad. Very few things did. He batted about 957 last year in a job where you're supposed to hit like 450 and you're really, really good. He's awesome. But they made a trade that right now looks really, really bad. And this week, if he was there and people were writing the best shape of their life story and you know, he does one big press conference to kick it off where he talks about how much he was bothered by the tape of the playoffs and how motivated he is, he might end up playing poorly again in September. But the whole momentum and the narrative shifts. And that's not what's happening. He's working out in anonymity somewhere by himself. And you just wait. And now, training camp, storyline numero uno is, what's Marshawn Lattimore look like? I just, nerve maybe is too strong or you know, audacity. But like I really can't believe that after how his season ended in the playoffs, that A.J. Brown end zone embarrassment, do you remember all that stuff?
Of course, yeah.
Like, that was the last time we saw him, that day. And your first chance to get back in the building and show everyone that the high-priced corner that they're betting huge on, I got you guys. Don't worry. We're going to fix this thing. Voluntary, cool. He's volunteering to continue to kick the can down the road to turn the whole ship around.
Yeah, why don't you just volunteer to go? So for years, Trent Williams never went to OTAs. And it used to drive me crazy. Trent Williams is excellent and was excellent then. But when you don't perform excellently, you open yourself up to questions. Do you know what I'm saying? So when Trent Williams would go work out on his own, he's jumping through, you know, he's pushing tires over and over and doing agility ladders better than most running backs, and he shows up and plays on all pro level, you go, okay, I guess that's that. You don't see the value in being there with your teammates. I do, but you don't. You better be nasty. And that's my point here, is you better be nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, you better be so good. You had better be excellent, Chase Young, Chase Lattimore. Like, that's the deal here, right?
Well, I'd like to go back in time and find out all the spats we've gotten in. You know, you are, I would say, just more black and white on the issue in general.
Yes.
be there or you're mad about it.
Yep.
I'm paraphrasing.
But it's pretty much it. Yeah.
I am very choosy and selective. And I don't think it's hypocritical as much as it is. Every situation's different. And I 100% back players in contract disputes, as I've said.
Totally.
And then otherwise, Trent Williams is a good example. I know when that guy shows up, I'm getting the best left tackle in football. If you can't be here, I'd like you to be. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But when you're in the back of the roster trying to make the team, you bet your ass you better be here. When you played, like Lattimore played, when you put that tape out there last year, and then I opt into paying you $18 million this offseason, you should probably show up and tell me thanks.
Yeah, NCAA rules and regulations are such that there's a limit to offseason activities and practice times and everything else. So you've got a window in the fall to where you can practice outside the full 20 hours per week or whatever. So we'd first get to campus. My freshman year, the captains organized workouts. They, by law, had to be voluntary. Had to be voluntary, right? They were voluntary. One guy, a freshman, didn't show up for one of the voluntary workouts. How do you think it went? How do you think that went over? Lesson learned, right? You don't miss it. This is bigger than you. I understand you were working out on your own. You were lifting by yourself or you were hitting balls off the tee. We are together. We do this together. No games are won and lost right here on August 28th of the 6 months before the season starts. That's not when we win or lose. But we begin to do this journey together. And you're saying, not for me. Make it for you.
Somebody said to me, because I always try to put out a couple of feelers and just say, make sure that I'm not going too hard in the paint or overreacting, so I'm a little measured, asking about Lattimore. And they said, this is just always how he's done it. This is always who he's been. This is always what he's done. And my thought on that is, he's still acting like he's the Marshawn Lattimore that was clamping.
That's
my
That's an important distinction.
Like, I'm sorry, dude, but when the performance isn't as good, you got to reinvest some things. Like when our numbers are down, or when we're not having dinners quarterly, having steaks and taking our producers out because the numbers are down, I'm going to get in a little bit earlier. I'm going to work a little harder to try to find the big guest. I'm going to do some of the things. It doesn't mean we're not doing that all the time. It's just a matter of some awareness, please. Act as if. Like, show me that you care. That's all I think people are really looking for this time of year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.